Welcome to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. This is your host, Ethan Gavon, coming to you from Sacramento, California. Keep Playing Baseball is a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to helping every high school baseball player navigate the recruiting process and play college baseball. At Keep Playing Baseball, we don't think money should dictate college baseball opportunity, and all our resources, including this podcast, are 100% free. No signups, no fees, no strings attached. We use the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast in many different ways, but the main point is to get you the information you need to keep playing baseball. We appreciate you tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast, the best source of recruiting information on the go. What's up, guys? Welcome to the latest episode of the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. If you're familiar with our work at Keep Playing Baseball, then you probably know about our Recruiting 101 resource. Recruiting 101 walks a recruit through the recruiting process in chronological order, basically takes them from their initial interest in college baseball to the time that they set foot on campus as a first-year player, and tells them what they need to do, when they need to do it, and how to do it right. And the way this resource is set up is it breaks the recruiting process down into 10 steps or phases so that it's more manageable for recruits and they can focus on what needs to be done now while still having an idea of what the picture of the recruiting process looks like from start to finish. And so we've already done podcast episodes on step one, which is learning about college baseball and understanding the opportunities that are out there available to you, and step two, which is learning about the recruiting process and kind of taking a step back and looking at the recruiting process from a bird's eye view and understanding what hoops you're going to have to jump through and when. And so having that understanding of the way the process works as a whole is really helpful in allowing you to focus on what you need to do right now. But step three, which we're talking about in this episode, has to do with creating a personalized recruiting plan, which is hugely important to your success in finding a college baseball fit. And so the reason why we're doing this right now is that the off season is the perfect time for you to really sit down and consider what you need to do to realize your college baseball dreams. You now have less time on the field, so that means more time that you can devote to other places. And one place that's often neglected during the off season is thinking about recruiting and thinking about what needs to be done to make it to the next level. And so we're not here to tell you that you should be spending hours each day on the recruiting process, although that would definitely be helpful. What we're talking about here is taking 10 to 15 minutes a day to just consider what needs to be done and work on building a recruiting plan that's going to allow you the best opportunity to get to the next level. And so what's going to happen if you do take 10, 15 minutes a day during this off-season period is you're going to build a little bit of your plan each day. And by the time the off-season is over and you're back on the field and busy with practice and team lifting and everything else, you're going to look back at what you've accomplished during the off-season from a recruiting standpoint and realize that you've really come a long way in building a plan that's going to give you success. So these little gains each day are going to add up to big gains in the end. And so one of the places that we advise that you start building your recruiting plan, and we talk about this on the webpage, is taking a look in at what you really want and what's going to make you happy as a college baseball player. And so this might seem obvious to people out there, but the recruiting process can get very hectic very quickly. And so a lot of times recruits and even parents lose sight of the reason why they're going through this process in the first place. And the reason why you're doing that is because ultimately you want to find a college baseball fit and find a program in a school where you're going to be happy when all is said and done. And so taking a look inward, asking yourself what you want. What are your priorities for a college baseball program? Do You want to play at the highest level possible, even if that comes at the expense of, you know, missing out on some playing opportunities in your first couple years. Do you want the opportunity to play as a freshman above all else? Do you want the opportunity to study a particular major and still be able to play baseball or go to a school that's close to home? You know, there's infinite things that you can consider, but what you want to do is kind of prioritize what is most important to you. So when all is said and done, what criteria do I need out of a college baseball program and a school that's going to make me happy once I'm actually there? And so the more, you know, your preferences are going to change as you get closer to choosing a college baseball program. But what's important at any given time is that you have an idea of what you're looking for. Because it's only when you have a good idea of what you're looking for that you're going to be able to go out there and actually find it and come up with a plan that's going to give you concrete steps to take in order to find that program. And so you start by looking inward at what's going to make you happy, and you prioritize what's most important to you. And then you take a look at, you know, kind of an objective evaluation of where you are. So does this criteria fit with the type of player you are? Does it fit with your academic record? Does it fit with your personal financial situation? And so you look at these two things, and now you have an honest and objective view of where you are right now. You know where you want to get to, and you can begin plotting those steps in the middle for how you're going to get from where you are now to a baseball program that fits what you're looking for. And so the more specific that you can create your plan and the more tailored that it is to you as an individual, the better chance you're going to have at finding a college baseball fit. So the cool thing is there is no one path to college baseball. So everyone's going to take a unique path. While, you know, we've done a lot of research and come up with these kind of 10 steps or phases that almost every recruit goes through in finding a college baseball program to play for. Everyone's going to go through these steps and these stages at different time periods and in different ways. So your recruiting process is going to be unique to you, and you're going to be able to kind of carve your own path. And so there are some themes that every good personal recruiting plan should cover. Obviously, it's going to include development as a player on the field, so building on-field skills. It should include strength and conditioning and how you're going to become a more physical player. That's really going to help you compete once you get to campus and you're competing for playing time against some older players that have more time and experience in the weight room. Academics are obviously a huge piece, not only in opening up the options that you have available to you for where you can play, but also making school more affordable through academic scholarships that you can add on to baseball money. You're also going to want to put in some steps that you're going to take in order to improve your mental game and get your mental game ready for the college level. You know, a lot of players talk about how quick the pace of play is at college, and we've had countless college coaches remark that the hardest adjustment for first-year players on the field is just keeping up with the pace of play. And so having mental game time to build your mental game built into your plan is really going to be helpful. And so what you're trying to do is you're trying to plot how you can get from where you are now to where you want to be. And as we mentioned a couple times already in this, the more specific to you you can make this, the better off. So I'll leave you guys with just one example of why a specific plan is important. Now, consider a college baseball recruit who is going, he's an unsigned senior, and he's a good player. He has some skill that would be desired by college coaches, but he doesn't quite have the physicality and the strength that college coaches are looking for, so he's gotten a little bit overlooked. So he decides that he needs to come up with his recruiting plan, and he knows that he's good enough to play at the next level, and he knows that he needs to get stronger. So he decides over the next 8 weeks, he's going to focus on building strength. So he decides that he's going to work with his strength coach at his high school 4 days a week on heavy lifting, building strength, and gaining size. And then he knows that He needs to prepare for the season. He's unsigned. He needs to have a good senior year. So he's going to work backwards from the first day of tryouts. He works back 8 weeks and decides that 8 weeks before the start of tryouts, he's going to begin his throwing program so he can slowly ramp up to throwing without limitations. So he knows, given his lifting program, given his throwing program, he's going to be ready to go full speed on the first day of tryouts. Now, he also knows that he needs to have a way to get in front of coaches. He needs to have a way to create exposure and do that at the beginning of his high school season. So he decides that at the end of February, after he's gained hopefully a lot of muscle mass and strength, he's going to put together a recruiting video and create a recruiting video that's as current as possible. So he decides that in the last week of February, he's going to create a recruiting video that he can send out. Now, he also knows that as an unsigned senior, he needs to really be proactive in seeking out the attention of coaches at programs of interest. So he looks at the recruiting calendar, he does his research, and realizes that, you know, he wants to play at a Division I school, and Division I schools aren't allowed to start their off-campus recruiting until March 1st. So that's an important date for him. So he decides, you know, I have my skills video built at the end of February. I'm going to be able to email that out to college coaches at programs of interest. So I'm going to write those emails at the end of February and have them ready to send on March 1st when I can attach a link to my video, provide coaches with my spring schedule, and let them know that I want them to come out and see me play. So here we have walked through a very specific recruiting plan for a player with specific needs that addresses his strength and conditioning. It addresses his need to create exposure with college coaches, and it does it without costing him any money. And it really puts him in a good position to have success in the spring. And so compare that to a kid who doesn't spend any time in the offseason thinking about what he needs to do and play at the college level, and he's going to get to tryouts, he's going to get to the season and be totally unprepared because he hasn't planned out having an updated recruiting video. He hasn't planned out when he's going to contact college coaches. And so I say this example just to illustrate why it's important to spend a little bit of time each day fine-tuning your recruiting plan and finding a way to address your personal needs and the steps that you personally need to take in order to make it to the next level and find a program that fits what you're looking for. So just to recap, this step of the recruiting process, which is instrumental in having success in recruitment, is all about you. It's not about your teammate. It's not about the best player on your high school team or one of your peers at a rival school. This is about you and what you need to do in order to have success moving on to the college level. And so spend 10 to 15 minutes a day learning about the recruiting process, learning about the opportunities that are available to you, thinking about what you want out of a college baseball experience, and then begin plotting the concrete steps that you can do to create a roadmap to college baseball and the school that's going to fit what you're looking for. As always, we're here to help, guys. So feel free to reach out on social media. Send us an email. It's keepplayingbaseball@gmail.com. Of course, you're going to want to rely heavily on the Recruiting 101 resource when you're building your personal recruiting plan. That has a ton of information. It's going to walk you through what you need to know, what you need to do, how to do it. It's going to have resources and worksheets that are going to help you prioritize what's most important to you and find schools that fit what you're looking for. So lean heavily on that resource. If you have questions, reach out to us. We'll be back with step 4 before you know it. But until then, take care and keep working hard. Thanks for tuning in to the College Baseball Recruiting 101 podcast brought to you by Keep Playing Baseball. As always, if you have questions or need more information on the recruiting process or player development, you can find that for free on our website, www.keepplayingbaseball.org. We're also very active on social media. You can find us on Twitter at KeepPlayingBB, Facebook KeepPlayingBaseball, and Instagram at KeepPlayingBaseball. If you found this podcast
to be helpful, please take the time to leave us a review and give us 5 stars. That'll help other people find our podcast and get access to great free information. We'll be back at it with a new episode soon, but until then, take care.